Warwick Lodges here. What do you think persuaded Tom McGibbon to join the lucrative Saudi-backed Back to Live Golf?
Might have been the money, maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah, though he was quite clear he had his cards marked by Rory McIlroy. He said to him that he shouldn't sign up for the Live Golf and suggested that it would hamper his Ryder Cup hopes. But we got confirmation yesterday that Tom McKibben is heading for Live. It means he's opted to forego the PGA Tour card he secured in November and he will begin life at Live at an event in Riyadh next week. He'll be part of John Rahm's Legion team, which also includes the recent Dubai Desert Classic winner Tyrrell Hatton. 18 matches were played across Europe as the Champions League group stages came to an end last night. Manchester City overturned a half-time deficit against Bruges to book a place in the playoff round with a 3-1 win. Arsenal went directly through to the last 16 as they rallied from a goal down to win 2-1 at Girona. Morgan Rodgers scored a hat-trick as Aston Villa beat Celtic 4-2 to seal their last 16 spots. Celtic go through to the playoffs. And with their last 16 place already wrapped up, Liverpool fielded a much-changed team with Queevin Kelleher and Conor Bradley starting, and they lost 3-2 to PSV Eindhoven. The Ireland rugby team to face England in Saturday's sold-out Six Nations opener at the Aviva Stadium will be named at midday. Interim head coach Simon Easterby has to choose between Sam Prendergast and Jack Crowley for the out-half position, with Prendergast expected to get the nod. The game kicks off at 4:45 and Saturday Sport will be extended until 7 o'clock to include full live commentary from Michael Corcoran and Don Lenihan. Sydney will host the 2027 Rugby World Cup final. It was announced during the night that the 82,000 capacity Stadium Australia, which hosted the Athletics at the 2000 Olympics, would stage both semi-finals and the final. English trainer Harry Durham has booked Rachel Blackmore to ride Queen's Gamble in Sunday's Paddy and Maureen Mullins Mayor's Handicap Hurdle at Leopardstown. Durham had the biggest win of his career when Washington won at Ferry House in December, and he's hopeful of another successful trip across the Irish Sea.
I'm incredibly excited to run Queen's Gamble at the DRF on Sunday. Since a fine second in the Jerry Fielding at Newbury back at the end of November, this has been the plan. You know, race conditions suit, little step up in trip, I think, is a positive for her. She's been in grand form since then. Really, really looking forward to running her. And Johnny Burke is unable to ride her. He's riding for his retained yard. So Rachel Blackmore is taking over. To have a modern day great on one of your horses is absolutely fantastic. You know, Rachel's record is absolutely astonishing. And, you know, she knows how to ride big winners around Leopardstown. So we're incredibly excited to have her on Queen's Gamble. Hopefully Queens can do her proud.
That's Harry Durham. The retirement of Thomas Barr has triggered many tributes. Representing Ferrybank Athletic Club in Waterford, Barr competed in three Olympics, finishing fourth in the 400 metres hurdles final in Rio in 2016, and he won a bronze medal at the 2018 European Championships. Athletics Ireland President John Cronin said his achievements would continue to inspire future generations of Irish athletes. The Allianz Football League Division 1 game between Kerry and Donegal, which was called off last weekend, has been rescheduled for Saturday week. Donegal were unable to travel to the Kingdom in the aftermath of the storm. The game at Fitzgerald Stadium, Killarney, will have a 2:30 throw-in. Former Dublin footballer Conor McHugh is set to line out for the county's hurlers this year. The 30-year-old was part of the Nafina team that recently won the All-Ireland club title. And finally, in snooker, Cork's Aaron Hill defeated Jimmy Robertson by 5-1 to advance to the third round of the German Masters in Berlin. Mark Allen lost the deciding frame to Yu Zize of China.